Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri clan, the people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past and present, especially their multiple birth mums and dads with twins or triplets with disabilities.
This podcast contains truth, humour, tears and the occasional F word. It's not safe for children. Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hello.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Mandy.
Okay, a little bit about me. I've got 5 kids. I run my own business doing home staging. I have twin boys who are 13 who have special needs.
And I'm Mandy and I run my own business too. And we'll talk about our businesses down the track as well. And I have 3 daughters. I have twins who are 13 and an 8-year-old. So obviously we have twins of the same age.
Yeah. And our podcast is called?
2 Peas in a Podcast.
And we're going to hashtag P2. But anyway, yes. And it's T00, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, sure. So we're just going to give a little example about some of the things we might talk about in this podcast because we think we've got a lot to say, don't we?
We do have a lot to say.
We do have a lot to say.
Whether people want to hear it or not.
So you're listening because you might know us or eventually we'll become so huge. We'll have so many fans. But some of the things we're going to talk about is our own difficult pregnancies, particularly with our multiples, maybe newborn twins. Oh, also, I forgot to say that my twins both have a disability, a physical disability, and one has an intellectual disability. So we'll expand on that too. Yep. Do you want to say some of the others?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about what it's like to go through a diagnosis.
Yep.
What it's like to realise that you're essentially all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it's like to find a group of people that you're not on your own.
Yep.
And, of course, we're going to talk about the impact that that's had on our lives, our families' lives, our friendship groups, all sorts of things. Everything changes.
Yeah, everything.
So we're going to talk about
that. And we just think there's room for our voice because I think that in the multiple birth world, it's quite loud, but in it is a very silent group of those of us with multiples with disabilities. And so we just want to bring our voices out there because, I feel like they're silent.
Yeah.
or they're kind of underground.
Yeah.
You know, so there is like Facebook groups and stuff, but
yeah, but they're all secret groups.
No one really wants
groups.
To talk about us.
No.
No one wants to be us.
No. No.
Let's face it.
And no one wants a, well, I mean, the Facebook status of someone smeared poo. Nobody wants that.
No.
So, yeah.
We're kind of not the dream story of multiple births.
No, that's right.
Or, and the other thing is we're not the dream story of premature births
no, we're
either.
Not. We're
and
really
so
not.
I feel like I don't quite belong in the prem world either because we didn't come out with the, yay, we were fine.
Yeah, that's right.
So I feel like we've got lots to contribute about that.
So, yeah, and we came up with a million names.
It's very hard to choose a name for a podcast.
Very hard.
Who knew?
Yeah, and I think really for me it was a little eye-opener into how much this podcast is needed when Mandy made a group on Facebook with some of her friends with kids who have disabilities and just said, we're thinking of doing a podcast, and we had two names that we liked, which were multiple diagnosis, obviously because we have twins, or just a healthy baby.
Yeah.
Which is a phrase that...
Which we still like those names.
I still like them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a healthy baby, everyone who's listening to this would have probably uttered that terrible line when people ask them if they want a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
I just want a healthy baby.
Yeah. And then what happens when you don't get that?
Yeah, that's right.
And then when you have to hear that when you don't have that, it's just like a stab in the guts.
Yeah. And also... Anybody that's not healthy, whatever that is that a terrible thing then? Because
yeah,
you didn't get that. So
yeah,
pretty gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
So you won't hear us say it anymore.
No, we won't. and having said that, we have got other children that were born healthy.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you'll never hear us say that. No. So that group, I just clicked in. This is funny. I clicked in all my friends with kids with disabilities and accidentally clicked in one of my neighbours.
He stayed in there for a while, though.
I saw that he'd left the group and I was like, I never meant to include him. He's a dad. And anyway, that was a bit of an accident, so I just profoundly apologised and said, you must think we're crazy. Anyway, so we're going to read out some of the names that everyone said, and geez, did they just start spilling them out. It was just so easy.
Within 2 or 3 minutes, it was just going off.
So do you want to read some of them and I'll read some?
Yeah.
We should say there's going to be some swearing.
Oh, yes. This podcast is not suitable for children.
It's not suitable for children. No. And, like, we'll try not to just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I can't help it.
No.
But in some of these titles, there is the F word. Okay.
Yeah.
So just put your earbuds in.
Yeah.
Don't,
yes, yes.
Don't
have it
in the car.
So, one of them was fucking amazing mums, which I think is true. Really, really true.
We know that.
Yeah, we do.
So these were the titles of the podcast.
Yeah, that people suggested for us. We survived, which I thought, well, we're actually just surviving.
Yeah, we're still surviving.
I wouldn't say, anybody survived.
Maybe we survived the early days when we didn't think we would.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's this one, which I really like. 10 little fingers and 10 little toes.
Yeah.
It's just like, which
and that's my friend whose son has got a hand difference.
Ah.
So he has a couple of missing digits, I think.
Yeah.
So for her, she's like.
Yeah, who cares? And people say it all the time.
I know. It is a really big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so the next one, I'm so fucking over this, which we possibly say quite often.
Yeah.
Understanding us. I thought that was good too because, you know.
I know.
A day in our life.
Yeah.
This is my actual life.
Yeah.
Well, that was my friend Michelle. She had quite a lot as well. Wait and see. And that's probably what, I mean, we probably both had that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the term developmental delay, like I had that until I could fight to get the actual diagnosis.
Yeah.
So I thought that was.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah. Wait and
see.
And
it's like, I don't want to wait.
No.
But then actually.
I need to know.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, another one was this is real and raw, which actually it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're truth tellers.
Yeah, we are truth tellers. just another family keeping it real.
Yep.
Which also, yes, true. And this I really liked, getting the fuck on with it. So I'm just like, yes.
Who wrote that? I wonder. That's the truth.
It's just the truth.
Every day, just keep going.
Yeah, and you Don't get a choice to not to.
Next one, stop staring or I'll punch you in the face. I think that was one of my friends maybe with a child in a wheelchair.
Yeah, stop staring.
So, yeah, I'd say that would be the truth. And even like, I mean, from my experience, and my girls had their AFOs, which is their ankle foot orthotics, one, they both had one each. I was sometimes too scared to go to the shops because people would just stare at me. And that
because twins is hard enough.
It was a tiny taste into what it's like for people that have children in wheelchairs.
Yeah, tiny.
The next one, it could happen to you.
Yes.
You know, maybe not very nice,
but it's true. It could happen and, none of us know what's coming. So
none of us expected this.
Yeah. So another one was this is our normal, which I thought, this is our normal. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe not normal babies, but this is our normal life.
People don't like to use the word normal. No. But some, I mean, I do.
Mm. And there was one person suggested daily challenges, and I thought, it just sounds like Survivor or something. Okay, Kate, if you survive these 5 daily challenges.
By 7:05.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Guess what you get? Nothing. You get nothing, but you survived. Nothing. Yeah.
You survived, and now we can get them to getting dressed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you got people out of bed.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Yeah. So my new normal, which is, I think.
I felt like that at the diagnosis time.
Yeah.
I probably don't feel like that now.
No.
But if you're newly finding this out.
Yeah.
It is your new normal.
It is. And everything looks different. And everywhere you go and everything is different.
Everything is different.
Every playground,
It's like when something happens to you, like someone's died in your family and then you see everyone else who's had a death in their family and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Well, I feel like it's the same when I see people with disabilities. I'm like, I am you. I see you. You can't recognise them when you're not in it.
No, you can't. So,
What is typical anyway?
Mm.
That's true. It just feels like everyone's typical when you're not,
I know.
Through these smiles, there are real tears. Mm, yep.
That's true.
All the time.
Yep.
The invisible life of us.
Yeah, I really liked that.
That's good. You wrote, fuck, that's a good one.
there we go. I did really like it.
Yeah, that is true, especially for non-physical disabilities.
Yeah. You're like, yep.
Yep. And people can't see them.
No.
What happened next? I like that one too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, so we survived the prams.
Yep.
We survived early intervention, kinder, we survived primary school, now we're into high school. Yeah. We don't even know what's happening next.
No.
We're coming into some of the really hard years that we couldn't even see back then.
No, that's right. Yeah. And you do get through,
you might not
believe it or
see
not.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
bet you didn't expect this when you're expecting. It's not funny.
But it is. It's
like
so
that
true.
Needs to be the book. That does need to be the book.
Yeah.
That's a good book.
Because that woman's sitting there in the chair with the dress. But you didn't expect this.
I think it's a little rocking chair she's sitting on as well.
You're in a massive rocking chair with all of us in the corner.
Yeah, we're all in the chair now,
Oh, gosh.
So, and everybody with special needs children will like this. It's nothing like fucking Holland.
Yeah.
So I'm that's so, a whole
that's
podcast
another
on
podcast.
Its own.
So if you're a person that understands that, you will understand that.
Yeah.
But we'll read that at another time.
We will.
And some people, there is a, anyway, we'll leave that.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
my only special need as a parent is a bigger wine glass.
It's true. It's
true. This is a good one, and I've had this too. You're so lucky to have a disabled parking sticker.
I can't even. I made that the podcast title. Yeah.
But so I've had that. Lucky.
Not lucky.
I remember people teasing, oh, I've taken my mum because she's had a hip replacement. We've got the disabled park. Yay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the thing is I only use it – oh, that's a whole other topic. Yeah, but I don't use it if I can get a park closer. No. But if you've got kids in wheelchairs, you need the space.
Yes, of course you need
it. Crying out loud, there's nothing good about that.
No.
Okay, the next one was my kid doesn't fit in the box.
Yeah, which is really –
That's totally
really
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Someone said you get given what you can cope with. I think they were mocking. Were
yeah,
they
surely
mocking?
That's mocking because we all know you don't get given. I hate that. Someone
so
said it to me yesterday. I was telling them something about what
has Facebook said nothing with all the beautiful boys
had done, something that had happened to them. And she goes, oh, well, you know, you only get what you're given to, and I would never have coped if I'd have had that.
Really?
And I said, no, you would have because you don't have a choice, and I didn't cope either.
That's right. So, good answer.
Yeah. She's like, oh. I was like, no.
No.
People say it all the time.
I just feel like I've weeded those people out of my life.
I was surprised, actually, because it wasn't. I said to her, I really like you, so I just want you to never say that to anyone again.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Yep.
She was like, okay.
It's truth-telling.
Yeah.
It is truth-telling. It helps. Well, hopefully it helps her to stop and think.
She's a nice person.
Yeah. And I say stupid things too.
Same.
So
and
try
we will
to give
on here. Yeah. And we're sorry for that right now.
Guarantee.
We'll probably have a little sorry corner at the end of every episode where we apologise. But
yeah,
anyway,
okay.
You know, right. We don't mean to be mean.
No.
Diagnose us is one of them. Don't diss the ability. So yeah, that was all right too. There were some really good ones. The unexpected path.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to kind of hook people in to understand. Yeah. We realized there are some other podcasts called Two Peas in a Podcast.
Yes.
We were quite devastated.
We were
because we thought we were the only ones.
Amazing.
One's been going since 2013. So we're right at like 6 years later. But anyway, we didn't care. Because, do you want to explain how it happened with?
Well, yeah. So, Mandy and I share the same pediatrician who we love, Shane, and I've been seeing him since the boys were born.
Yeah,
actually.
Same.
So, I was telling him that Mandy and I are doing a podcast, and he was like, "Yes, amazing! You have to call it Two Peas in a Podcast." And I was like,
we
do.
We really do."
He's like, "You are two peas in a pod, both of you, and also." You have very similar stories.
Yeah.
So we have called it Two Peas in a Podcast, but it's like the Me Too movement. It's T-double-O.
So we're calling it the P2.
The P. Hashtag
P2. Hashtag P2 movement. We don't want to offend anybody. No one is a P that we know of. So the T-double-O in our mind, we want people to feel like when they're listening to us that, yes, that's us too.
That's us too.
Yeah.
And when we get you all on to tell your stories.
Which we will be doing.
Yeah. You can have your Me Too, P2
moment. Yeah, you can have your moment.
And because we're all in this pod.
Yeah, that's right. So and, you know, when you think about multiples, often the peas in a pod is a little symbol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone printed one out for me when my girls were in special care.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cute.
Fiona, I remember. And had their names and I put it up on their little, what is it called?
Isolate.
Yeah, but they were out together in that one. But anyway,
Yeah.
I just was it was lovely to have a little multiple moment in special care when they've been in separate.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They're finally back together.
Cribs, yeah. And then they're back. I was like, and I hogged that double one for a long time. But anyway, that's another story too.
Yeah, that is a –
So we've got lots to say. We're also going to talk about each week or however often we do this, we're going to talk about one thing that made us laugh in the week, one thing that made us cry, because that's often.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Or like we'll talk about what's going on. So for today, for example, is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So we decided we were meant to start this last week, but we had kind of a sewerage issue.
You can say it wasn't me.
It was my house. Anyway,
no,
so I had to
funny.
Send Kate an emergency. So I'm so sorry, I can't come. So the next, and Kate's going away. So we're like,
we're going to get one out.
Yeah, we're going to do this. So Mother's Day night, here we are. Yeah. And
well, it can't be much more real than Mother's Day.
That's right.
It's a big day for a lot of people.
It's a big day. And I was saying to Kate that I'm in this silent group with people with kids with cerebral palsy, and a lot of people are suffering today.
Mm.
And there's lots of different groups of people that suffer on a day like this.
Yeah, there are.
There really are.
Yeah.
And a lot that don't even ever get mentioned.
No.
But the one that I suppose we're in a little bit is the world where we thought it was going to be one way.
Yeah.
Or I think I said something like in the group, you know, it's the day that the promises –
yeah.
You think about the promises that were going to be, and then the reality slaps you in the face, and then if you're on social media, you're seeing everybody else's reality unfolding, and you're thinking that's
what it was kind of going to be like for us. With their perfect families.
Yeah.
And
no one's family's perfect. But
no, they're not.
But if you've hit the jackpot if your kids are normal.
Yeah,
right?
You have.
Really, average. Really, really have. Just be average.
Just average. What a goal.
If you've got average kids, you should be so happy.
So happy. If you get participation awards, good.
Yeah.
They went to school.
Yeah. If your kids belong somewhere.
Yeah. They get invited to parties.
You should be crying with tears of joy.
Yeah, that's right.
We shouldn't say should. But from our side.
You should.
We think you should.
Because you don't know how lucky
you
are.
Yeah, that's right. And we do know from our other kids, but.
Yeah.
I suppose our kids with different needs, they are at the forefront of our family, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's – and mine, because my twins were first.
Yeah.
So we should say your birth order too.
Yeah, so my kids are – I've got a son who's 25, a daughter who's 22, a daughter who's 18, and then the miracle twins who are 13.
Mm.
So – and they're boys. They're identical twins. And I think in this podcast they're just going to be called Buzz and Woody.
It's perfect.
Which is perfect. And so, yeah, they were our final babies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like to say that I'm 13 years clean.
You are.
Yes, I am.
We're still going.
Yeah.
And so my twins were my first babies and they're fraternal girls. So and then 5 years later I was actually petrified to have another baby. But we just decided we didn't want to have any regrets and just to see if we could maybe have one baby at a time.
Yeah, novel.
Novel.
And you did.
And I did, thank goodness. So I'm grateful to her all the time. That's why she's a bit spoiled.
Nah, who cares?
But that's okay. So should we say how we met? Because we haven't even said that yet, have we?
So Mandy and I met online. Back before that was a cool thing to do. There was no like Tinder for mums.
No.
And we have a mutual friend, Mara, who said to me, you've got to join the Multiple Birth Association internet forum. And I said, hell no.
AMBA.
Yeah, Amber, not someone's name.
Not AMBA. That's another story.
Yeah. And I said, no, I don't need to join an internet family. This is weird. And she's like, no, you really, really, really need to do it. And you need to come out for dinner with these ladies. And I was like, I don't know. Anyway, I did. And the rest really is history because, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't have got through really.
No.
So it's been amazing. That's,
no, I think
that's
I joined the I joined the local club, but when I went there, eventually got the babies there.
Yeah.
Everyone there had their twins pretty much on time.
Yes.
And I was one of the only prem mums.
Yeah.
And at that time, having them premature was more of an issue on my heart than actually having twins.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't even relate to my people.
No, that's right.
So once I found the forum, then there was topics.
All the subcategories, yeah.
So there was prems. Yeah. Children, although I hadn't found out at that stage.
No.
So.
And we had twin-to-twin transfusion, which nobody else
had.
Like I didn't know anybody. Anyone. And so when I went to my first multiple birth meeting at this lovely house in Blackburn, Mandy and I from the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, not quite the beautiful leafy suburbs.
on the fringe of the outer east.
On the fringe. we can get into the city on the freeway, but you know.
Totally.
The woman there, I was like, oh, you know, because I was still traumatized.
Of
I had
course.
These twins and we didn't think we were going to get them. And she was like, oh, yes, we've all been through something, which I get, they have.
Yeah.
But just cut me right off. And I was like, oh, I don't think
I
can be here. And
I
didn't go back.
What a
and
shame.
It wasn't her fault. She was probably lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I remember a lady came to visit me when I was pregnant and she said, she was from the local club and she said, just get prepared that you might not bring your babies home. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's a good
talking
thing.
Talking about, but actually it's remained with me because I've looked back and thought she was right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe we should say I had my twins at 31 weeks.
Yeah, and 31 I had mine
and six.
At 33 weeks. Yeah. But I knew
I
knew
tell
they were coming
story
home.
Then.
So that's a whole other episode, but I knew
we would do that.
I knew that they were going to be preemie.
Yeah, I did not.
That was a slight. And I had had other children. So I had had that joy of leaving the hospital with a baby and having all that normal experience. But yeah, it's still absolutely soul destroying to walk away from the hospital and leave your babies there. But yeah, we both got to do that as well.
Mm.
So that's a little bit about us.
Yeah.
A little bit about this. If you've bothered listening for this long, you realise.
If we had a prize, we'd give it to you, but we have not quite that.
No. And we're not short of chatty.
No. And we've got an Instagram page.
Yes, we have.
So Kate set that up.
It is two P's in a. I think you can only have a certain amount of letters on Instagram.
Two P's podcast.
So it's two P's pod.
Two P's pod. Okay.
Yeah. So it's TOOPAS pod. And then when you click on it, it says two P's
in
a podcast.
We'll take some photos of our fancy schmancy setup. Kate's got an awesome house. We're downstairs. And her eldest son just set us up with these amazing microphones.
Yes, got us a whole little.
So, yeah, this is going to be our hangout.
It's really a bar.
It's got a bar.
Yeah. That's where we're recording from.
So we can, you know, down the track we'll take some footage and we'll be really up with it, won't we?
We will. Because we will be really hip and cool.
It just goes without saying. So thank you for listening.
Thanks.
And maybe just give it, you know, go onto our Instagram and tell us what you think, or maybe we need an email or something.
People probably could email us. We'll work all that out.
Okay, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
So, and we'll be getting a theme song soon.
It's all going to happen.
It's all going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And the dream is to put them out weekly.
Yeah, if we can do that, I think we can. We've got enough topics.
Yeah.
But we would definitely be calling on people to come and.
Or if you've got something you want us to talk about.
Or something, or if you think there's a topic that we're glaringly missing.
Yeah, let us know.
We would love to, have you on board.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
But do we need a little catchphrase, goodbye.
We do. I don't know.
No, we'll work that out.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.